Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
She is a CBS, a senior business analyst. You see her on CBS News all the time on different shows here on the radio. Maybe check out her podcast, read her newsletter, maybe her book. She really needs to find something to do. She is Jill Schlesinger here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. How are you? Thanks for making time for us. I'm starting to wonder how you find the time.
You know what? The good news is that I don't have to watch any football because I'm a Jets fan.
Yeah.
And so there's, I don't know if you know this, but the Jets actually are not playing this season. It's so interesting. So I got the season off. So I've got plenty of time. My beloved Islanders kept me engaged, took me away from work. But now I don't really have to worry about a thing.
Well,
see,
it's
I made
National
that funny
Pumpkin
joke
Day. I did hear that, and I liked it a lot. And you know, the thing I would bring up to you is on National Pumpkin Day, it would be a great day for you to take those culinary skills that I know you have and do what Hammer's going to do tonight and make pumpkin lasagna.
All right. You hear?
Okay,
you
moving
the
on.
The space between that like moment where. Anyway, I you know, my partner is Italian American, and that would be cause for divorce right there. That would be it. That'd be done.
All right.
Now I got some
from one of our listeners.
Listen, I got big economic news coming up this week.
Yeah, big week, isn't it?
It's the biggest report that is going to tell us kind of where the economy is. So we've been talking about the labor market, but this Thursday we get the third quarter growth number, and it's going to be great. It's going to be probably a 30% increase on an annualized basis. Now, that sounds awesome, except for because the lockdown economy and the pandemic have been so hard on the economy, even with a good third quarter, it's going to look lousy. It's going to look lousy because we're still going to be about 4, maybe 4.5% smaller of an economy than we were before this all started. It just shows you how devastating the pandemic has been for the nation's growth, but also just for individuals, obviously.
You know, I don't care what side of the aisle anyone leads on, left or right. I assume because of the timing of this, it will become politicized. So how do we get the facts before that happens?
Well, I mean, look, the fact is that growth in the United States was, let's say, over the decade, right? It was a very long expansion. Terrible economic and financial crisis in 2008, 2009. But the recovery, which started, you know, sort of the middle of 2009, right through the end of 19, those 10 years were decent. We grew by, you know, anywhere between 2 and 3% a year is what we got. And on average, it ended up being about 2.5% annualized growth. All good. A lot of the growth under Obama, a lot of the growth under Trump. So, you know, just a big, long expansion, that's good. The numbers this year, who are we gauging against? I guess we could look at China as a possibility. You know, second largest economy in the world. Last week, they released their GDP. And what's so interesting about that release is that the Chinese economy has basically gotten back everything it lost during the pandemic. How did they do it? They acted a lot differently than us. So they focused on containing and mitigating the virus first. And look, guys, I get it. It's a lot easier to control millions and millions of people when you have essentially state-sponsored capitalism. Like, you've got a bit of a totalitarian edge on the United States with that. So when they say don't go to work and wear your masks and maintain your physical distancing, guess what? Everyone does it because they're scared. But that actually allowed the Chinese economy to recover much more quickly than the U.S. economy. Then they also restarted their industrial part of their economy and gave a lot of, like, just enormous amounts of money to businesses to help them through the crisis. So now we have the U.S., which is, you know, we're in tough shape, guys. We need that other stimulus. I spoke to some economists over the last week or so, and they believe that without any stimulus, we won't have a full economic recovery till early 2023. That's too long. So we need some stimulus.
What can you could put kind of on your old hat of being someone in the world of finances where people call and say, hey, what do I do with my 401k? Do you mess with that? Do you readjust it? What do you do with that?
When my friend Dave asks me the exact same question that you just asked, not that you'd ever do such a thing, I say that it's so much easier to be a long-term investor than any other kind of investor. And the reason is all you have to do is create some sort of game plan and stick to it. And sticking to it just means don't muck around. I mean, if you just look at where we are with the markets right now, and I know not everybody has investments, but, you know, maybe you have a pension plan and maybe you have a or maybe you have a small IRA. But guys, you know, we're in the midst of a pandemic and the S&P 500, the big broad index, is up over 7% this year. The Nasdaq is up almost 29% this year. So if you think about that, if I would have laid out the facts of what was going on with the economy and then asked you to predict what the market would be doing, I presume that most people would be like, well, the market's going to be in the tank. Well, no, and it's not. And we're not at the all-time highs. Well, we're pretty close. It's because as a long-term investor, you can look beyond what's going on in this moment or even in the next year or two. And for most of us, instead of trying to figure out the top, the bottom, where to get in, where to get out, all you need to do, stick to your game plan. It's so much easier.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show again this morning. Love having you on. You know,
yeah, that. I always love it. I love talking to you. You know that.
And again, the pumpkin lasagna, just forget I ever brought
stop
that
it.
Up.
Stop it. I don't even know what you said. Stop saying that word pumpkin unless you're talking about the thing that's on the front stoop of my house right now. It's not. Don't put that in.
Yeah, I assume once you said jets, your stomach became upset, and then I go on and add the pumpkin lasagna. I feel really bad. I owe you. I'll make up to you, I promise.
You do. I mean, all I can look forward to right now after you've said that is I'm just going to go onto the Islander website and see what kind of swag I can buy for the holidays for my dogs.
There you go. Yeah, all right. I'll let you go do that then, Jill, if you can find the time to do that. She is Jill Schlesinger. You'll see her on CBS television. You'll hear her on the radio. Again, just check out her website. It's all there, jillonmoney.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.